This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday blocked new restrictions set by lower courts on a widely used abortion pill. It delivers a victory to President Joe Biden's administration as it defends broad access to the drug in the latest fierce legal battle over reproductive rights in the United States. Sounds of gunfire rang out across Sudan's capital Friday, despite renewed ceasefire declarations from Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary force locked in heavy clashes for the past 7 days. The Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces each announced they would honor a 72-hour ceasefire beginning Friday to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. But gunfire was heard throughout the day in Khartoum, raising questions about whether the declared truce would fail, like several others this week. The U.S. Defense Department is positioning military forces near Sudan to help evacuate U.S. embassy personnel in Khartoum if needed. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said the U.S. condemns the violence in the strongest terms, and that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been in contact with both sides.
We're engaging in this from all corners of the department and continue to have full accountability of our personnel.
At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said U.S. Embassy staff members are sheltering in place and no decision has been made yet on evacuation. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S.-made M1A1 Abrams tanks will arrive in Germany in May, and Ukrainians will start training on them soon after, this according to senior U.S. military officials. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order that would create the White House Office of Environmental Justice. In remarks, the president said Friday he's ordering executive branch agencies to use data and scientific research to understand how pollution hurts people's health.
Environmental justice will be the mission of the entire government, woven directly into how we work with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments.
The president said the Democratic administration wants to ensure poverty, race, and ethnic status don't lead to worse exposure to pollution and environmental harm. United Nations scientists say last year was a bad year for the climate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
According to the UN's World Meteorological Organization, global ocean heat and acidity levels hit record highs. Key glaciers used to track climate health shrank more than 51 inches last year, while all the snow melted on Switzerland's glaciers for the first time in history. And the head of the UN Climate Agency says negative trends could continue through the 2060s because of pollution already released, regardless of what future steps might be taken to reduce greenhouse gases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prosecutors requested a 10-year prison sentence Friday for a dissident Belarusian journalist who was arrested after a war plane forced down a commercial airliner he was taking to Lithuania. Roman Pratasevich is on trial in Belarus on charges of organizing unrest and plotting to seize power. Pratasevich ran a Telegram messaging app channel that was widely used by participants in mass protests against the disputed August 2020 election that gave authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Jihadists linked with Al-Qaeda have claimed responsibility for an attack this week that killed the chief of staff of Mali's junta leader and another ambush, this according to the site's intelligence monitoring group on Friday. The chief of staff for the interim president, Assimi Goita, was among several people who died in an ambush on Tuesday near the Mauritanian border, this according to the Malian presidency. The official was part of a team that was accompanying engineers to scout for sites to drill for water. The team came under attack some 400 kilometers north of the capital, Bamako. And former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo surrendered to U.S. authorities on Friday, a day after his bid to block his extradition to Peru over corruption charges was denied. Reuters reported the news, citing an official with the U.S. Marshals Service. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.